Yeah. So let me see, where else were we going? Oh, I want to show that. I want you to show that video that
Yep.
you have. Yes.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting video. It was Stu Peters, and he was able to get, sorry there, I gotta bring up the share button wherever I have lost it right there. He was able to get some video from an individual, and I don't know the details of this individual, but who was being investigated by the FBI because he put something on Facebook that they didn't like, and they just needed to come and talk to him and make sure this wasn't going to be some sort of an issue. I mean, the whole thing, I mean, even thinking about going after people for their Facebook posts. I mean, what is Facebook? It's basically a place where it's a bunch of children just screaming back and forth at each other or putting up cat pictures or whatever. Whatever goes up today means nothing tomorrow. But for the FBI, it's a way to intimidate and harass. And so this is a very interesting thing. So we'll have a look at it.
From New Hampshire was visited at home recently by two loser FBI agents who came to his house, presumably over his political posts on social media. They wouldn't properly identify themselves. They tried to get him to stop filming, of course. They tried to push Jeremy into speaking with him, even though they admitted that he hadn't broken any laws. They showed up to his house treating him like a criminal, even though they openly know that he's not. Because again, that's what these people do. But Jeremy refused to go along with it. He refused to be pushed around, and he treated these FBI agents like the beta that they are. I want you to listen to this. Take a look at this footage, which has gone mega viral and has now been viewed over 35 million times on X.
Hey, how can I help you? Yeah. How are you? Can you give your full name, please? Is that sufficient to identify? Is there only one O'Donnell affiliated with the FBI? Could you please state your full name, sir?
Could you please stop recording?
No, it's First Amendment right. What's your name, sir?
Could you stop recording?
Absolutely not. You can show me your name and identification, or I'm going to go back inside my house.
Okay. I don't really want to broadcast my.
Oh, this is going out right after you guys walk away.
So that's why I'm not going to.
So you can show me your name or ID. You can walk away.
They have to show ID.
I'm not going to talk to people who claim to be federal agents unless they can show me identification.
They don't look like FBI agents.
I need to see. Is your full name on that badge?
No.
I'd like to see something with your full name, or I'm not going to talk to you. This will be going online as soon as you walk away.
All I want to do is talk to you about a post that was made, and if you happen to be the one that made the
I want to talk to you about you guys coming here. Say you make a salary of, I don't know what. Low 100K? You guys making six figures?
Yep.
Factor in 50% expenses, overhead, maybe 100% expenses. Talking about burning a couple $100 an hour just here, let alone all the time you guys are spending to investigate something that you know is not against the law, right? Like, you're familiar with. So then why would you come?
Because we wanted to make sure that there weren't any.
No, you're coming because you're part of a regime that does this kind of thing when you know laws aren't being broken.
Doing any kind of
and that's an embarrassment.
Assignment.
Right? Didn't you guys read the Constitution? Do you not believe in America?
Neither one looks like an undercover officer, and neither one looks like an FBI. Keep going.
Like, how do you do your jobs and go home?
We appreciate it.
You're walking away. Because nothing we did is against the law, and you guys are f***heads that try to act like bullies. And I hope you go home and are embarrassed. You can't even say your name on camera, because you know that what you're doing is embarrassing. You know Americans that believe in the Constitution think you're laughable. And you go home and you think about what you did today. Go home and think about it, you coward. Drive away. Drive away. You're not welcome. You should be embarrassed. Embarrassing. You guys are embarrassing.
He's going down next to him? Oh my gosh, don't go down next to him. I do like that he got the plate though. So I thought they were confronted by local law enforcement.
I mean, I can continue to play, but I don't remember seeing that afterwards. I didn't see any local people coming to into
let's see,
this.
Let's see what Stu Peter says now.
Okay.
Or is this
how you
after?
Handle
Or is
these
this?
people?
No, he keeps going.
Okay.
They have absolutely no respect for your constitutional rights. They have no respect for you as a person. They have no respect for you as a property owner. They have no respect for you as an American citizen. They think that they can just come up to your door and demand answers about the way that you exercise your free speech rights while they allow our borders to be overrun by an invading army.
Well, first of all, we don't know who these people are. We don't know who they are.
While they perpetrate drugs and crime and invaders to run rampant on our streets, slaughtering our people.
Now, this could be legit, but why would they need to be undercover? Why would they need to use undercover officers for what they're doing here? No, they should be in their suits, and they should be clean-shaven, and they have their ID, and they unfold it, and they show it to you. If you demand that from any officer, they should do it. I don't care if they're uniformed or not. They should do it. So anyway, I had no problem showing people my identification when they asked. I don't care. Doesn't hurt me any. My name is on my uniform over my right uplet here. Pocket right there, not uplet, but pocket flap. And over here is my badge. And I don't know who these guys are. I would really like to find out who they really are. We ought to run their plate somewhere.
Yeah.
It comes back to it.
I'm sure you got connections to do that.